Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
The year was 1932, Tofresh Tzadik Beis, the final year of the life of the Holy Chofetz Chaim. Reb Shimon Schwab was in Ravin for the Shal Shudis, and the Chofetz Chaim spoke, and he cried bitterly, and he said, the tremendous suffering that befell Klal Yisrael during the First World War was child's play in comparison to the bloodshed that will be spilled in the times to come. I heard this from a grandchild of Reb Shimon Schwab, who heard it from his Zaidi many times. A few years later, there was a famous tzaddik in Albany. His name was the Malach. And the Talmud of his, Reb Zandvo Gertner, heard the Malach standing at the window staring and saying these words, dark clouds are gathering over the Jews of Europe. If they would only know that one Dav Gemara can save thousands of Jews. And he repeated these words multiple times. In his letters, the Malach writes that Hashem's hand is still outstretched to send troubles upon troubles of a magnitude that can't be imagined or conceived before they arrive. And whoever has the perspective of someone looking through the lens of Torah wisdom sees the trembling and the terrible things descending upon Klal Yisrael. As Hashem says with a strong hand, I will reign over you if you don't return. Hashem will rule through force. And he writes, it's clear and certain to anybody with knowledge that heaven forbid the day of confusion and chaos and terrible things is coming near if we don't do tshuva. And he writes, and he ends off his letter, that the most essential thing is to guard every second of time to pursue the knowledge of Hashem, which in his Chabad worldview is through studying Torah. Another two great men in Klal Yisrael, Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim V'Signei Nechod, two prophets in one style, one from the Hasidic world, Reb Shimon Lezhelechover, the Mashkiach that Meir Shapira brought to Chachmei Lublin, to be the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva, and one from the Litvish and Musa world, Rabbi Avram Gajensky, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, the Mashkiach of Slobodka, both wrote fiery words. And the gist of what they were trying to convey was that because we're so steeped in the way of the Gentiles, even if we keep the Torah, we're awed and taken over by the perspective of the guy. We became Yiddish Goyim. Olam Hazeh became the main thing. Reb Shimon Lezhelechover wrote a maimer saying all the psukim and azinu and what's about to befall Klal Yisrael. Sadly, it all came to pass. They both wrote that the Nazi hatred was of the very essence of the Jew. Not a hatred of religion, not a hatred of principles, a hatred of the Jew himself, the nationality, the identity of Jews. And they say sharply the entire Frum Torah world is also built on the framework of Gentile thinking. So much Goyishkeit has seeped in. In fact, I spoke to an old man who remembered Reb Shimon Lezhelechover even before Reb Meir Shapira had taken him as Mashkiach in Lublin. And he lived in the Galician town of Kshaniv. And Reb Shimon would have Leil Shishi, he would speak, and everybody would come, would be packed. And Reb Shimon was also the Balkoyer Shabbos. He remembers, he says, a pail of tears you could fill from the tears of Reb Shimon when he read the Teichich in Shul. In his intuition, he felt what's coming. Let's see the maimer for Rabbi Rob Grudzinski. Hashem Yimkoin Domoy. He says the Rebbeinu Shalom conducts the world according to the principle of Midah Keneged Midah, measure for measure. And since we have no prophecy, we must learn from this principle. We can see clearly that the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, hated the very essence of the Jew. Not a hatred of religion, not of the ideology, but the Jew himself was hated. What's the Midah Keneged Midah? They wanted to mix with the non-Jewish world. And so this is what emerged. He says something that grips the heart with fear. We are not speaking of Jews who fully assimilated, who converted, who simply left. We are speaking about ourselves from Jews. Our worldview is entirely the worldview of the non-Jewish world. We understand that the President of America, the Prime Minister of England have power. They make decisions. They can carry it out. But we don't truly believe in the depth of depth that Lev Melachim Vesorim Biyad Hashem, that the heart of kings is in the hand of Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shloim directs the affairs of history and of the entire world. We live with the headlines in the newspapers. Even in matters of character, for example, publicly humiliating a fellow in the newspaper in the headline became natural to us. We're not even abhorred by a public headline, which is Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Birabim. Whatever the Gentile worldview doesn't consider terrible are considered normal by us as well. He continues, you could study Musa as it was taught here in Slobodka and understand the greatness of the human being. Chaviv Adam, Shenivri B'Tzelem, beloved is a man who was created in the image of Hashem, and easily be influenced to feel, if so, every Gentile is also something significant to Tzelem Elokim. You work on your midas, you don't want to have hatred towards any person, on the contrary, you feel close to all humanity, you respect the Gentile. I can't hate a refined Gentile, a nice, good German, proper gentleman. And so all the mechitzas collapse. We honor the goy, the tzelem elokim. We even feel love for every person. And slowly the musa sort of made us closer to the Gentile. Pilip Loim, how he's like saying that the shittas hamusa of Slobodka in a certain way was able to be mekariv to the Umay Sa'ilam by talking about Godless Adam. And here he says something terrifying and very powerful. Ilamali Kosov, Yev Shalom Amroi. If it wouldn't be written, I wouldn't dare to say it. He says, you know why we don't require of ourselves real, godless, and genuine Shlemus and Avedis Hashem? He says, because Shlemus and Avedis Hashem doesn't exist by the Umay Sa'ilam. Dveikus and Alikus, to lift yourself to Himmlishkeit, to live in a different sphere, in a different frequency, since it doesn't exist by the Goyim, and we're so fagoyish, so deep of Plimius Ravoida, is gone by us as well. Because our Ravoida Hashem is only at the level where the Goy can understand. Musa, because the Goy also understands Musa. Limud al Torah, because the Goy also understands wisdom. But Yiras Shamayim, that's something that simply doesn't exist amongst the Umay Sa'olam. Pnimiyas Avodas Hashem doesn't exist amongst the Umay Sa'olam. And therefore we don't seek it. Because we do not hear within ourselves that we are different from the Mishpacha Yisro Adama. That we are a different existence in Gansen. We don't have a demand for Shlemis because we don't recognize that we're separate from all the Mishpacha Yisro Adama. We have a different, unique path in life, which is exclusively our own as a nation. He says, I'm not talking about Torah Shaloi Lishma. That's at least Torah. Possibly we're learning Torah like any other Chochmah. Not else Dvar Hashem. And we learn Musa because it's nice and proper to act in a refined, humanitarian way. And therefore he says, the little Yerushalayim that we still have is identical to the way the reform movement declared, be a Jew in your tent and a man when you go out. We daven, we learn, but the conduct of our lives is exactly like the nations of the world amongst who we dwell. And so he says, in my opinion, the suffering of racial hatred of the Nazis is teaching us to separate ourselves from what has become mixed with the hashkafa of the Umay Sa'olam and from the hashpa of the world that has swept over us. And only this way will we have a future? As the Targum Yonasim Ben Azil in Parashas Bolok says, Hein Am Levodot Yishkoin, Hein Amo Bilchoidoi Yasidol Lemechsan Almo, this nation which dwells alone is destined to inherit the world. Why? Because B'nimuse Amemayo, they don't intermingle with the laws and customs of the Umay Sa'olam. May we be Zeiche, the Kiyum of this Nevuah, B'nheira Yomein.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.